We have a hadith which is good to revisit and go over every now and then. Tonight being the night of dua, we normally and usually do dua kumail. The hadith says, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." The core of ibadah is dua. There's a superficial understanding that we can have of that, is, and that is one of the best forms of ibadah, one of the best forms of worship is dua, which is correct. There's nothing wrong with that understanding. A lot of times the sentences from the Ahlul Bayt, like the Quran, have layers of meaning. And all layers are intended, and all layers are true, and all layers are correct. A basic understanding of this hadith is that if we want to do ibadah, one of the ways, one of the very good ways of doing ibadah or worship is dua, supplication, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever it is that we understand, we need, we want. And there are different reasons why we feel we have a need for something or a want for whatever. Our desires, for example, are one of them. We desire certain things that we don't have, and sometimes we see an obstacle in the way. We don't see it easy to accomplish. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith says this is a worship. Recite a salawat, please. I remembered, I don't know, you may consider it a funny dua, talking about needs and requests. A good friend of mine, Hawza student, and inshallah one of those better ones, a good student of Ayatollah Khushbakht, he was in Karbala. Inshallah we all get to go. And it was nighttime, and he needed to use the restroom. And he was outside the haram. He looked at the haram of Imam al-Hussein and said, "Ya Abu Abdullah, you know what I need." He asked Imam al-Hussein for this. And lo and behold, doors were opened and he was able to use it right there and then. And this is, as I said, it may sound funny, but it's important to note, it's a side note, it's not exactly what the hadith says, but don't think that there's anything that you are needless of, and you shouldn't ask Allah or the Ahlul Bayt who are the intermediaries. Do not think there's anything on earth that you need, or you shouldn't ask for. Like, this is not nice to ask for. What are you talking about? No, ask. Ask for those things and feel that closeness, especially with the Ahlul Bayt. It's really good for someone to feel that close, be able to ask these things, and feel needy. Feel needy. Now, there's probably somewhere some restroom that could have been used at any point of day or night in Karbala, I'm sure. But to feel that Imam al-Hussein is the one that provides you with every little thing that you need, that's... And this is where it gets to the actual meaning, to the deeper meaning of the hadith. الدُّعَاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ is trying to suggest not ibadah in the common usage of the word, which is worship. Worship, we think, okay, prayer, this form, this structure, this wudu, this Allahu Akbar, this facing the qibla, this tashahud, this surah ham, these different things that we do, this is ibadah. This is a worship. So one of the better ways of doing, or one of the really good ways of worshiping, is dua. No, ibadah actually means being an abd, being a slave. If prayer is called ibadah, it's because it's an very clear manifestation of being a slave, prostrating, putting your head on the soil, the most precious part of your body. You are lowering yourself. You're saying, you're everything and I'm nothing. That's He is the master and I'm the abd. Because these are some of the best manifestations of servitude or slavehood, being a slave, that's why they're called ibadah. Otherwise, the word doesn't mean this particular act or all these different acts. It means being a slave. The core, the essence of ibadah, being able to be a slave, is dua. Why? Dua means I realize I don't have and I realize He has. Okay. That's what, if we don't understand that, we can use the term abd. I'm the abd of Allah. I'm the slave of Allah. I have certain things. I want to serve Him. He's my master. If you think that, well, you are not an abd. Because an abd doesn't own anything. They don't own themselves. I have nothing. My very existence is His. If I feel I have something, I have this body, I have strength, I have intelligence, I'm capable of doing certain things on my own, and I just like to serve with all of what I have, all of my means, I like to serve my master. You flunk the test of ibadah. It's not ibadah. Ibadah, being an abd, is realizing that I have nothing of myself. It's a fact. We don't see it that way though. We don't see it. In dua, the act of asking, you notice and you realize there's something you don't have and you realize He's the one that can give it. The more you move forward with this act of asking, you realize more and more of your deficiency, the absence of things, and that what you think is yours is actually not yours. It's from Allah. It's given by Allah. It's currently Allah's, and at any moment, any point, it can be taken. If it's there, it's something that He is constantly gifting. Focusing on this idea, I don't have. If I see or I think I have something right now, when I realize it's not mine, it's His, I ask Allah for that very same thing. Why? Because right now He's given it. For the next second, what about that? Do I have it? No, it's not mine. I need it for the next second, for the next minute, for the next hour, for the next day, for the next week, for the next year. I want to constantly have this. We always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we think we have. We realize more and more that we don't have them. And that is where ibadah is supposed to lead us, becoming an abd, meaning we are an abd. We need to understand we are an abd. Becoming an abd in that sense, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, by the rights of the Lady Fatima to Zahra and Imam al-Husayn, grants us the tawfiq to be able to see these realities and to be able to be actual abid and ima, slaves, male and female, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our imam. We ask Him to help us become His true and close companions. We ask Him to help all those who are helping His cause, especially those putting their lives on the line in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, in Palestine, in Lebanon, in Bahrain, and wherever else they are, in Kashmir today. There may be people, I hope there are people that are fighting. I'm sure there are some, but I don't know the details of that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to especially help our ulama in leading people in the direction of the imam of our time, regardless of the difficulties and the hardships of that path. And we ask Allah especially to protect and help our leader along with the maraja. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the imam of our time, that He relieves all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa alihi rahimallah man qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat.